Pentecost 1. You wrote, "That explains a lot. This morning I woke up clapping." Luigi thought it was for him, but after about half an hour of non-stop clapping, even he thought it was a little weird. I thought that it meant I would come down with Tourette's syndrome, or some other mental illness that results in uncontrollable behavior. Thank goodness it was merely the Holy Spirit descending on me in great waves of applause on Whitsuntide. Miss you. See. P.S. I've done some preliminary drawings of our villa in rural Poland. The garden is in the shape of a Chopin nocturne, if you can imagine that. I am thinking we won't actually need a house. We'll be like Lear and Tom the Fool, walking around on the heath saying, "Blow wind and crack your cheeks." Doesn't that sound nice? I hope that being a deranged patriarch will work for you. Actually, for some reason, the left hand stopped clapping suddenly last night around 10:30, which is pretty damn awkward. The right hand continues, but because the left hand isn't meeting it, I think I've destroyed my right elbow. At any rate, the whole forearm and hand now dangle sort of uselessly from my damaged elbow and flap back and forth, still trying to clap. I mean, this is some determined Holy Spirit. I wish it would back off for a day or so, because this can't be good for my tennis game. You said I take you so much to heart that your soul is causing large growths on my body, where your abundance of spirit exceeds my capacity. It's as if I need to imagine I'm in love with you in order to maintain a certain energy or feeling to keep me moving forward towards something that has nothing to do with you. I say, I am a landscape that you just managed to incarnate, or a landscape where all orphan chances take on unabated meaning. So it is perhaps more than just making me or you less lonely. I wait from Kairos to Kairos. We crave seasons, red letter days. We wish they took off like cranes, beating electric letters in the air. We would like only for once to get where we are already. If we go down into ourselves, we find that we possess exactly what we desire. It is not your face I desire. It is not your body. I desire something inside, some place I can't arrive.